Ethnic violence increasing in South Africa. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Ethnic hatred has once again raised its ugly head in South Africa. Gangs are roaming the streets looking for migrant workers to attack. So far, 24 foreigners have been killed and as many as 10,000 have fled their homes. Violent mobs have burnt and looted any property that they find that belongs to exiles from Zimbabwe. The unfortunate Zimbabweans abandoned their own troubled country to find peace and prosperity in neighbouring South Africa. It seems they have become part of an ongoing nightmare. They were attacked in their homeland and are now in danger in their country of refuge. Police can barely keep control, and battles in the streets have brought back terrible memories of the apartheid era. Church leaders have called the situation a national disgrace. Nobel Prize winner Desmond Tutu has pleaded with his fellow South Africans to halt the violence. "These are our brothers and sisters. Please, please stop. The world is shocked and is going to laugh at us and mock us. Our children will condemn us in future," he said. The violence is the worst seen in over a decade in South Africa. Poor, jobless South Africans are blaming foreigners for the country's economic woes. They believe Zimbabweans working in South Africa are the reason why they are unemployed. President Thabo Mbeki has set up a committee to analyse the problem. He called on those committing the crimes to stop. "Nothing can justify it," he said. Police have arrested around 300 people who will be charged with murder and assault.